Alongside the traditional traffic updates that we'll get here over the next hour. All of today's top headlines, both locally, nationally, sports, entertainment, pop culture, health, business, and science, anything you can think of, we probably have it. And we certainly appreciate you tuning in, making us part of your day each and every afternoon. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Gracie, how are you on this fine Tuesday?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for a good show.
Yeah, hopefully it will be. Anything exciting going on in your world today? Nothing really?
No, all right. Fortunately not.
Off of the high that the weekend was, kind of into the doldrums of the early parts of the midweek and just trying to build back to a crescendo of the looming weekend ahead. I guess that's where we're both at today.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to, after the show Tuesday, during football season, the traditional tennis day.
Woo-hoo.
Because Tuesday and Wednesday are the only football-less days of the week. I figure one of those I should probably spend at home with my wife. So that's what Wednesdays are for. But yeah, Tuesday is tennis day, and for the first time, I'm going to be giving pickleball a try.
Ooh.
As well. So I will let you know how that turns out. I have a feeling that I will like the tennis more, really enjoying tennis and just learning. I have no idea how to do a backhand yet, but still working on the forehand. So one stroke at a time is how I'm going. But, of course, good to see you today. And we will get started with our top three stories, as we always do. And we start in New York, where the husband of a Bronx daycare owner, where a one-year-old boy died due to fentanyl exposure, has now been arrested in Mexico. That, according to ABC News reports, he was arrested by the DEA while on a bus more than a week after the boy died and three other children were hospitalized.
Also, Congressman Matt Gaetz says if federal workers and military members aren't going to be paid, then he doesn't want to be paid either. Matt Gaetz has written a letter to the Congressional Chief Administrative Officer requesting that his pay be withheld in the event of a shutdown.
That there is no one that we can blame the lack of the production of these bills on but ourselves. And I own that as a Republican, but as I think Mr. Cole correctly observed, we've been following a bipartisan tradition.
Gaetz continues to maintain that he will not vote for a continuing resolution despite the wishes of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, also New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, among a growing number of Democrats that are advising Senator Bob Menendez to step down after he was indicted on federal bribery charges. Booker calls on Menendez to resign, saying there's a higher standard for public officials. Also, Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey have urged Menendez to step down today. Those are our top three stories here. Looking at some local news, a texter says, hey, Daniel says, go Wahoos. That's right. Pensacola Blue Wahoos game two of their, I believe, championship series. So I think it's this is it. Nothing more after this. Mm-hmm. But game one lost to Tennessee. 8-4, I believe that's what I heard the final score was. Yeah, 8-4. So games two and three, thankfully home field advantage, as both games tonight and tomorrow night will be played at the friendly confines of Wahoo Stadium. So yeah, go Wahoos for sure. Bring home that championship banner and trophy and ring and whatever else that they award to the Southern League champs. 4:15, we'll get our first check of the roads and our weather this hour. Gracie?
Roadways are actually looking pretty good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have typical afternoon traffic if you are leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect those slowdowns on 98. And really nothing to slow you down, but if you do see something, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Coming up for weather, like Joe said, we do have a chance for rain, but right now everything is looking good. Just a little bit of rain north of Pensacola, so McDavid, north of Milton, seeing just a little bit of rain, but other than that, looking pretty good. And we do have some chances of rain for tomorrow. That's at 70% showers likely with a high of 85. Tonight's low is going to be 73. It's 88 with a few clouds throughout Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 87 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much. As we look at what's happening here locally, So late last night, got a text from Pensacola police spokesman Mike Wood. He said that there was information that they were sharing on the X page regarding an escapee from custody in Gulf Breeze. They identified him this morning as 40-year-old Dmitry Glushko. And so the story is that he was in the back of a squad car in handcuffs last night, but was able to get one hand free, reach out of a partially open window, and then get the door open from the back seat. This happened around Gregory Street and 14th Avenue downtown. So since then, Pensacola police and Gulf Breeze police have been searching for him. No word yet on any arrest or if he is even in the area still. We just don't know. Glushko described as being around 5'10". His photo is posted to pretty much all local media outlets now. We certainly have his photo posted on our News Radio Facebook page. If you have any information, you're asked to contact Pensacola Police, Gulf Breeze Police, or Crime Stoppers. So that happened during the overnight hours last night. City of Milton, Gracie, you ready for this?
Oh, gosh.
So they met last week, and you know where we last left the city of Milton was is that the city council had agreed to re-enter negotiations for Scott Collins to be the city manager, and this was now the third time that he had wanted to be in the position. Then he had withdrawn, and then he said, "I'm still interested." So that was towards the beginning of September. And then on the 12th, they had a meeting where they said, hey, we still want you to be the city manager, so we want to enter into contract negotiations with you. So the good news is that Collins did put pen to paper, agreeing to a 21-month contract. That'll start on October 2nd. That is the start date for him. Despite the finally getting him to sign and agreeing to be the city manager, city of Milton still cannot stop the infighting. Here's a little snippet of how that went last week.
I don't appreciate that you lie about me.
Well,
really don't.
Well,
the point is,
Mayor,
I
it's your email. Please don't interrupt. Mayor, can
that,
I?
Mayor, point
no,
of order.
Can I respond?
He was recognized. You don't let him finish.
I
you don't let anyone
him.
Finish, Mayor.
If I am going
to shut up.
Okay.
So that was Thursday at the meeting there. While they were, celebrating the contract being signed. So again, Scott Collins is going to be the next city manager starting on October 2nd. Excuse me. It is a 21-month contract. So we wish him well.
Yeah,
we wish
luck.
The city well. And we press on. Hopefully they do too. School board member, Escambia school board member Kevin Adams, District 1 representative, thinks that a portion of the OLF 8 property would be the perfect spot for a new high school. During a school board workshop this week, Adams pointed to data showing just how much growth has come to Beulah in recent years.
But right now, there's approximately 121 total residential developments either in discussion or in the pipeline. For multifamily, approximately 1,674, that'd be your apartment duplexes. Your single family, 5,228.
So Adams adds that prior superintendents Malcolm Thomas and Tim Smith both sent letters to Escambia County requesting that space be allocated at the OLF 8 site, and county leaders are reserving, of course, 250 acres of property for job creation. And as for the rest of the acreage, for now, it appears that there are no serious purchase offers on the table for the remaining acres. So I was not previously aware that there had been letters sent by prior superintendents to say, hey, OLF 8, you know, with the expansion and growth in Beulah, that OLF 8 should have a new school. I don't know specifically if it was a high school that like Kevin Adams is saying here, but he's saying specifically a high school. So this is now within the last couple of months, at least the notice is being given publicly about, hey, here's some things that we should put into this area at OLF 8. We've got the high school. And also, I think it was last month, we had Sheriff Chip Simmons say that he wants to set up essentially a satellite office, kind of like what he has in Molino, that Beulah's going to need something like that, a satellite sheriff's office over at OLF 8 too. So, of course, we will see how this all shakes out. A lot of moving parts, a lot of development happening over in the Beulah area, as anybody can see. 420 now at News Radio 92.3. We're taking a break. State and national headlines are still to come. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
The Dave Ramsey Show. Weeknights at 7 after Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now with Joe and Gracie, right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 425. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get a rundown of what's going on in our state headlines as well as national. We are looking good on our roads with I-10, I-110, not causing any major slowdowns. There is some slight delays. That's going to be on I-10 westbound right near the 29 exit. Nothing crazy, but definitely seeing just a small patch of busy traffic before you get to the 29 exit. Again, that is in the westbound direction. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. And for weather, we do have a small chance of rain for this evening. That's at 40% and a low of 73. Coming up tomorrow, 60% chance of rain with a high of 85. Right now on the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we are looking good rain-wise. We do have some very light rain throughout just south of Century, but other than that, looking good. Again, if you see someone else, call the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A hearing over Florida's congressional redistricting plan is now underway in federal court in Tallahassee. A three-judge panel is listening to arguments mainly by voting right groups today. They claim that the map approved last year is racially discriminatory and unconstitutional. The map separated North Florida's District 5, which a Leon County judge ruled diminished the ability of black voters to select a representative of their choice.
Also, Attorney General Ashley Moody is warning residents about how AI can be used to extort teenagers. She says that criminals are able to buy hacked social media accounts to send explicit AI-generated images to victims to trick them into an online relationship. She says that they're trying to secure similar pictures from victims in order to use them as blackmail in exchange for money.
Yeah, also, the new law increasing penalties for child predators will soon take effect. It would allow anyone who rapes or commits sexual battery against children under the age of 12 to face the death penalty. It was approved during this past year's legislative session, but is expected to be challenged in federal court. The law will go into effect on Sunday.
The attorneys for Michael Zack are appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. He's the man who's scheduled to be executed next week for killing two people in Northwest Florida in 1996. Last Thursday, the Florida Supreme Court refused to stop his execution. Zack's attorneys say that he has fetal alcohol syndrome and should be spared.
Some upset parents in Orange County want answers after a surprise move by the governor. Governor DeSantis announced last week that school choice scholarships were suspended at two Winter Park schools. DeSantis says Park House Academy and Park Maitland have ties to the Chinese Communist Party, but some parents are skeptical. They say the accusation is pretty ludicrous and DeSantis should have to provide proof.
Also, a story coming out of Miami that could be part of our wacky weird stories.
So.
Miami police arrested a man after 2 hours of negotiations while he danced and did yoga poses atop of a fire rescue truck in the middle of traffic. So cops responded to the initial report of a man dancing in the busy intersection in southern Brevard County. And they showed up and he jumped on top of the ambulance where they how to do the negotiations from.
Yeah, 2 hours of yoga and dancing on top of a fire truck in the middle of the intersection. That's pretty cool. National headlines today, the U.S. Supreme Court rejecting an Alabama congressional map that features just one majority black district.
Never really seemed very likely that the Supreme Court, after issuing a big ruling just a few months ago that reaffirmed a key provision of the Voting Rights Act, would suddenly change its mind 3 months later.
It's the second time now that Republicans have been handed a defeat by the Supreme Court over the map. Alabama has seven congressional districts with about 27% of eligible voters being black.
President Biden is joining the picket lines.
Now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
President Biden was in Detroit today speaking with the UAW workers. Meanwhile, former President Trump is expected to visit the state to show his support for the union workers tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be there instead of at the debate tomorrow night. Seven candidates making the cut for the Republican presidential debate in California. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, the one who was at the first debate, not a part of the one tomorrow night. Starts at 8 o'clock. We'll carry it live on News Radio 92.3. Also, public schools around California will be required to have gender-neutral bathrooms by 2026. Governor Newsom signed a bill this past weekend that makes California the first state in the nation to require that statewide. 4:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden addresses striking auto workers in Michigan ahead of former President Donald Trump's visit. Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock is in Warren with more.
Joined by UAW President Sean Fain, Biden backed the workers but didn't say what of their specific demands he supports. Biden is walking a fine line of being supportive but not wanting a long walkout to imperil a shaky economy.
Several more Democrats are now calling on New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign following his indictment on bribery charges. Fox's Brian Yenis reports.
His longtime friend and colleague, New Jersey Democrat Senator Cory Booker, called on Menendez to step down, writing in part, quote, "Senator Menendez fiercely asserts his innocence, and it is therefore understandable that he believes stepping down is patently unfair. But I believe this is a mistake."
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks suffered broad losses today with technology shares particularly weak. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite plunged 207 points or 1.6%. The Dow Industrial skidded 388 points. The S&P 500 slid 63. Theft and organized retail crime are becoming more and more problematic for stores across the country. Today, Target announced it'll close 9 of its stores amid what it calls an unsustainable business environment. Among the 9 stores in 4 states to be closed October 21st are 2 in Seattle and 3 in Portland. Others are in San Francisco, Oakland, and the East Harlem location in New York City. Affected employees will be given an option to transfer to other Target locations. Generally positive quarterly numbers out of Costco after the close today. Today, the Warehouse Club slightly topping expectations for both per-share earnings and revenue. Comparable store sales rose 1.1% from the year-ago period, though the results show the growth is slowing a bit in the company's U.S. market. Costco shares down a bit after hours. That's Your Money Now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. You think Sean Payton has any regrets yet? The Broncos coach, who has talked openly about wanting to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day, was just handed a 50-point loss. The Broncos defense, which was the lone bright spot a season ago, was uninspiring, allowing Miami to run roughshod over them. Where is this going for Denver? Sean Payton was quick to point fingers at everyone else when he got to the Broncos. What is his excuse now that they're 0-3? I'm Maggie Gray.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or 2 savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead. Feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler.
My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with things I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of the disease called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, straight lines seem wavy, like when looking at a doorframe. For others, blurry or missing spots can make it hard to read or see loved ones' faces. Many have trouble seeing in low light, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you've been diagnosed with AMD and notice vision changes, don't wait. Talk to your eye doctor about GA today. Learn more at gawon'twait.com. That's gawon'twait.com.
Join Sonia with Chill Out Cryo Spa Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how Thursday at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 437. Hope you're having a great Tuesday. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. We are looking good on both I-10 and I-110 throughout our area. Also 29 and 90, nothing to slow you down. Typical afternoon traffic, though, on 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect some delays there, as well as some patches of traffic if you're leaving Hurlburt Field throughout Windhaven Beach on the way to Navarre. Expect some delays there, but other than that, looking good. See anything else? If you see an accident and have details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we'll get the full rundown from WEAR.
Tonight, the weather should be pretty quiet with overnight lows in the low 70s. We've got a chance for rain on Wednesday that is on the high side at 70%. Look for some rainy weather and maybe some thunderstorms to move through. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. More sunshine, warmer, more cloud cover and rain, cooler temps. Ahead to Thursday as well, there is a chance for showers and storms. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Yeah, right now we're looking great. Should be a great night for some blue wahoos, great night for bands on the beach. It's 88 with a few clouds throughout our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, bands on the beach. Do you know who it is tonight?
I believe it is Vinyl. Let's look. Vinyl Revival. So. Should be a good time.
Sounds like oldies, maybe.
Yeah.
Vinyl Revival. That's kind of the vibe I get there. But
let me see if I get. Yeah, they are doing 70s, 80s, 90s.
There we go.
So,
yeah. I don't know about 90s. Vinyl in the 90s? I mean,
I feel
like when I was growing up, vinyl was kind of out of. We had CDs then. Like cassettes.
Well,
so
it's Vinyl Revival,
but
so they're
anyway.
Revival.
Oh, okay. I
don't know.
Listen,
sure it'll be fun.
I'm not going to fight somebody over the name. I don't remember vinyl being that big of a thing in the 90s, but I could be wrong. But yeah, that checks out. So pretty cool. Quick word of what's going on around sports. Not much, honestly. Major League Baseball. We have the Braves and the Cubs. My Chicago Cubs taking on the Braves. 6:20 start time, and it's a national TV game. TBS. Rays in Boston taking on the Red Sox at 6:10. Also at 6:10, the Marlins out in New York to take on the Mets. Of course, the big game here locally, the Blue Wahoos and the Tennessee Smokies. It's game two of the championship series. Tennessee took game one at home, 8-4. So we have game two tonight. And when we win, we will host game three tomorrow night at Wahoo Stadium as well. So that's a look at what's happening in the sports world here tonight. Health, business, and science notes. UPS will hire more than 100,000 seasonal workers for the upcoming holiday rush. According to a posting on the company's job portal, it's offering full and part-time jobs with higher pay than before at $23 an hour. Positions are available across the country, and they're looking for delivery drivers and package handlers.
Also, Target says it's closing 9 stores in major cities like New York City and San Francisco due to the theft and violence that are happening at the stores. So one store in Harlem, along with 3 in San Francisco, 3 in Portland, and 2 in Seattle, are going to close on October 21st. The retailer says that the theft and organized retail crime are threatening the safeties of not only the employees, but the customers, and they're leaving them unable to operate at those locations.
What do you think about tarantulas? No. Okay.
No.
Very good.
So, love them.
One up your alley. Researchers finding a new species of tarantula in Thailand, and it's being described as a mesmerizing electric blue tarantula. It kind of looks like the tarantula that would bite you and then you turn into tarantula or Spider-Man,
yeah.
That kind. This is a new species in the country that apparently was found during an expedition in southern Thailand to research the diversity of tarantula species. So not only do you research the diversity, you stumble across a brand new species. So congratulations to the researchers there.
Yay. Also, in health, business, and science, Social Security payments are going to continue if the government shuts down. So many senior citizens have been concerned about losing their monthly payments that they depend on for essentials.
Also, Meta's Threads is struggling to keep up with X. The social media app designed to compete with X ranks near the bottom of the most popular social media apps for U.S. users, according to Insider Intelligence First Threads forecast. It now ranks ahead of only Tumblr among U.S. users.
Also, the Justice Department is committed to ending the fentanyl epidemic.
Violent drug cartels are manufacturing and moving fake pills designed to look exactly like brand name drugs.
So Attorney General Merrick Garland meets with families who have lost loved ones due to the epidemic, and he met today. Garland says that authorities have seized more than 55 million pills and more than 9,000 pounds of powder.
Now, taking a look at pop culture notes today, sales of Travis Kelce's NFL jersey skyrocketing after Sunday's win over the Bears and the appearance of Taylor Swift. Kelce's jersey has seen a 400% increase in sales and is now ranked inside of the top 5 jersey sales in the league. Also, adding 300,000 plus social media followers.
That is crazy. Also, meanwhile, Fox says that the Chiefs game was the most watched telecast of the week on any network, with 24.3 million viewers that tuned in. Specifically, the game ranked the first among females in all key demographics. So that's especially 12 to 17-year-olds, 18 to 34, and 18 to 49.
And I think the biggest jump actually was the 12 to 17-year-olds that were tuned in to a Chiefs blowout, because that game was over about 5 minutes into it. But the Swifty army came out and showed up. So yes or no, Andrew does future news. Yes or no, do we see Taylor in New York for Sunday Night Football as the Chiefs take on the Jets?
I'm going to say personally no, even though I feel like that would be an easy one for her to go to. But she had the element of surprise on her side with the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
And I feel like she might get like mobbed, like even if she is coming in the hot dog cart or whatever.
Yeah.
People are going to be acting
now
crazy.
I'm going to say that she will. And it's a very simple reason. She is going to want to maximize time with Travis before she returns to her Eras Tour.
Very true.
So I think it starts on the 13th or the 19th. I believe that's the date that she leaves for tour. And I don't know. I'm not privy to anything on her schedule, but I would imagine that the next time that she sees Travis may not be until after the season, right?
Yeah.
Maybe she can make a special trip back for the Super Bowl or maybe the AFC Championship game. Who knows? But I think that the Chiefs have three games here. They have this coming Sunday, the following Sunday, and then they play on a Thursday game. And so I think there's really only three games left that she will have to see Travis in action before she restarts the tour. And then it's, you know, it's all about the tour. And then she's not visiting anyone, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes, she will be in New York.
Okay. She did look like she was having a good time last Sunday. So we will have to see. Going to see what's going on the roads right now. We're looking pretty good at 445. A couple trouble spots. Nine Mile Road right near University Parkway is going to be a little bit slow moving. That's going to be right in front of the Krispy Kreme. That intersection looking like it's pretty busy. Also, small patch of traffic on I-10 westbound. This is going to be just going over Blackwater River. Not really sure what the don't have any reports of an accident, I should say, but just keep that in mind there. But other than that, we're looking good. If you see anything else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather, we do have a chance of rain for tonight. Nothing too crazy, but tomorrow we have a 70% chance of rain throughout the day. So tomorrow, high of 85, chances of rain. Tonight's low is going to be 73, and we're looking good throughout our area right now for the rain. Right now, a few clouds in 88 throughout our area. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth. LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
You big Office fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. I stopped. There was a point in time where I thought that the show jumped the shark. I would put that two spots. Number one, after Jim and Pam's wedding, and then two, when Michael left.
Yeah.
So I was a very sporadic watcher of The Office, you know, kind of once we got into season five and especially after the wedding. Mm-hmm. But there are word now that there's a reboot of The Office in the works. And it's apparently being developed by the original showrunner, Greg Daniels. Other than that, no news about it. But that's all we got. Daniels did speak about a possible reboot a few years ago, but said, quote, "My biggest concern would be disappointing the fans." Gracie, would you be disappointed by this?
I think it would depend on who's going to be a part of it. Yeah. I don't think it's going to live up to what it will be because just reboots don't.
Right.
But I would definitely watch it. So
I think this should be left alone. I'm not interested. And I'm pretty sure that Steve Carell has already said, like, I'm out.
Yeah.
So, listen, there's people that somehow think, and I don't understand how anybody can think this, that the British version is funnier. It's not.
No, they need help, Joe. They don't know what they're talking about.
But somehow I'm less cultured because I just don't understand or get the British humor, which may be true, but it's not funnier. But you can't have The Office without Steve Carell. I refuse to believe that, and so no, I'm out on an Office reboot, even if everybody else is in it. It didn't work for me the first time. Well, wouldn't work in a reboot the next time, and
yeah.
I think this is a whole new cast of characters. If this thing does materialize, not interested.
And I don't want to, definitely not being ageist or anything, but it's something when they come back and they're just looking like so much older than
right.
the first show.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's a good point.
Like, I don't know. Just not as
you
good.
Like to remember how, you know, because for some like actors, like for me, the huge show that I never missed growing up was Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to think of, even though they're a lot older now, I don't want to think of like the boys, Brad and Randy and Mark as, you know, old now.
Yeah.
I prefer to remember them with all the legal issues and everything, all the personal stuff that they have. To me, they're still Randy, Brad, and Mark. And so, for me, yeah, same deal. It's like I don't want to see 70-year-old Michael. I have no idea how old Steve Carell is, but, you know, I'm with you on that.
Yes, for sure. Well, lastly in pop culture, before we get a quick break, if you are thinking about selling or getting a Powerball ticket, make sure to get one because Monday night's Powerball drawing failed to produce a grand prize winner. So that means the next time to strike it rich is coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, estimated at $835 million on the line. Cash value works out to be $390 million. So definitely something to check out if you're hoping to get a ticket. We're going to come back in just a bit with wacky and weird headlines as well as some good news right here on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Darren McIntyre, Artistic Director of Ballet Pensacola, Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 as he announces the season opener on stage at the Center Friday, October 6th to 7 p.m. The production of Dracula, backed by popular demand, October 6th through the 8th and the 13th through the 15th. Call in or text your questions for Darren and his guests to 850-437-1620 and tune in Thursday at 10 to win tickets.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Coming up this weekend, if you haven't ever been to the Seafood Festival before, you definitely should go. Something you don't want to miss out on. So that is happening this weekend, starting on Friday. So the Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival happening Friday through Sunday. You can savor delicious seafood. You can enjoy various musical acts and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. That's going to be during the Pensacola Seafood Festival, again by Fiesta Pensacola. The festival is one of the largest arts and crafts fairs in Northwest Florida. They have over 150 artisans who, you know, are from all over the country who come to the area just for the Seafood Fest. So make sure to check out. You can check out who's going to be there, the lineup for the music, all the good stuff at our website, newsradio923.com. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together just shy of 455. We're looking pretty good with I-10 to I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have some everyday afternoon delays. That's going to be if you are heading out of Gulf Breeze towards Tiger Point on 98 or in the opposite direction, leaving Mary Esther into Navarre throughout Windhaven Beach is going to be a little bit slow moving. We do have a small accident throughout downtown Pensacola, West Garden Street. That's going to be off of South Balin Street. Has a small accident there, but not seeing a ton of slowdowns because of it. But just keep that in mind. For weather, we are looking pretty good. We do have some rain coming up tomorrow at 70% and a high of 85. Tonight, 40% chance of rain with a low of 73, but looks like it kind of might, you know, not really bother us still too much. Mm-hmm. We do have some light rain, you know, north of Milton, Molino getting some light rain, but we are looking pretty good for the rest of the evening throughout our area. See something else? Give a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923.
All right. Thank you very much. As we look at some wacky and weird headlines, the Florida Man story today involves a drug dealer in Tampa who got arrested after he called the cops and said a customer stole $10 from him. When cops arrived, he walked up to them holding 11 small bags of pot. And according to the arrest report, he admitted he was selling weed, said somebody ran off with the 10 bucks, and he was arrested on the spot. Cops also found two bags of cocaine in his wallet as well.
Well, this wacky and weird story is just kind of messed up. Mm-hmm. Youth football coach arrested in California, accused of punching and knocking out a 14-year-old player. The player's mother is still in shock.
Children are children, but I can understand if it was a child, but this was an adult and he intentionally hit my child in front of me.
So police say that the coach left the sideline during a game on Saturday and attacked an opposing player. Yeah. The player apparently suffered a seizure and a concussion.
That's terrible. And it's just another example of why I never intend on being that involved in youth sports. Whether a child of mine decides to participate or not, that's fine. But I will not be coaching. I will not be umpiring. It happens way too frequently, and it's just a mess. Youth sports is such a, I feel like, a picture, a small picture, a glimpse of just the societal problems that we have. And kids that are, you know, people that are trying to live vicariously through their kids to remember their glory days or their lack thereof. Terrible. How about some good news? So a man in New Jersey has pull-started a nationwide movement after losing his job during the pandemic. Brian Schwartz trademarked the phrase, "I want to mow your lawn," and started a volunteer lawn care organization that helps seniors, the disabled, and veterans mow their lawn for free. He now oversees over 500 volunteers in 46 states, and similar organizations are sprouting up in Australia, the UK, and Canada as well. So good for him on that.
Awesome. Also in good news, a mom is sharing a very heartwarming and tear-jerking video of her son being reunited with his sister after he saved her life. So 2 years ago, the 18-year-old Eric Johnson found the 2-year-old Rose unconscious in the swimming pool. He immediately started performing CPR. Rose was put on a ventilator for 2 days before coming back home to see her brother again. They're now 20 and 4. And they are as close as can be. Nina, the mom, hopes that the video will inspire others to learn CPR.
Yeah, learning CPR definitely avoided a tragedy in that one. And, of course, that's awesome there. If you get a chance, check out the video. There was like a song playing above it. I would have loved to share it, at least the audio, but wasn't really that exciting as far as the audio is concerned. But if you get a chance, go check out the video because it is a tearjerker for sure. 4:59 right now. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're on a 12-minute break. We're back then for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.